Hello, respected viewers. Well, it has been confirmed that the president of Iran, Ebrahim Raisi, was killed in a helicopter crash yesterday. So helicopters are notoriously fickle beasts, and they require an awful lot of maintenance, about as much maintenance as time in the air. And it crashed in foggy conditions, slapped into the side of a mountain in northwest Iran. So perhaps unsurprising, these things happen. We're going in a group of three helicopters, and only one of them crashed. But of course, the conspiracy theories got going already. People, you know, some Iranians saying, is it the Zionist entity, i.e. Israel? I don't know. It was far too early to determine the cause of this definitively. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't put it past Israel. Qui bono? They think, you know, killing the president of Iran might be a step forward for them, because they're in this undeclared war against Iran, have been for decades. The Gaza conflict is part of that. But on the other hand, it'd be unlikely they would do that because it's just so provocative. Iran hit back. But wait a second, Iran can't hit back. They tried all those missile drone strikes last month. It didn't work. If they could do more to attack Israel because of Gaza, they would. But admittedly, you know, the Iranian-backed militias in southern Lebanon are doing very little against northern Israel. So that maybe the Israelis might think is worth it and demonstrate our power, that nobody is safe, the Israeli Defense Force or the Mossad can strike well beyond our borders. But, you know, I've got no evidence about that. It's just sheer conjecture that the state of Israel could have been behind it. Is it somebody else in the Iranian elite who wanted to take him out to take over? I fear that he might become the rest, the next supreme leader. Because remember, there's the president, and then there's the supreme leader, as in the religious one. But the president's often a religious figure as well. Because Raisi, he was an ayatollah, a sort of equivalent of like a bishop within Shia Islam, because it's hierarchical. Anyway. The death of President Raisi has led to commiserations from Hezbollah, the Party of God, that Shia militia in Lebanon and elsewhere. No doubt Russia, Belarus, North Korea, China, and so on, they will be expressing their condolences. It'd be fascinating to see if Putin actually goes to the funeral. And then under Islam, people often very, very quickly, before the sun sets, twice. Now, because obviously this goes back to 7th century AD in Saudi Arabia, it was really hot. And to bury people quickly before they would start to distend, and you wouldn't want putrefaction to set in, be just bad for public health. Because why the sun sets twice? Someone dies just before sunset, you're not going to have to bury them within minutes. You might be able to leave it over 24 hours, but you know, not significantly more than that. Anyway, so who's stepping in as the interim president? It's Mohammad Mokhber, who's the first vice president. There's several vice presidents. So he's 68 years old. He's actually older than the guy he's replacing. And he's also, Ali Khamenei is the religious supreme leader. And Khamenei is due to retire quite soon. But anyway, there'll really be a triumvirate will rule the country until an election can be held. Sometime by the end of June. So Raisi had been on the board with Azerbaijan, visiting a dam that was being inspected. Now, there's a lot of aggro between Iran and the Republic of Azerbaijan, because it's 1822, the Treaty of, I can't remember what it's even called, when the Russian Empire and Persia, they split Azerbaijan. They invaded it from the two sides, so they conquered it. And the northern third of Azerbaijan was absorbed into the Russian Empire. That's now the Republic of Azerbaijan. The two-thirds of historic Azerbaijan was seized by Persia. So some Azerbaijanis would like it back, to have Tabriz Avenue in Baku. Tabriz being the historic capital of Iran. Of Persia. Not Persia, of Azerbaijan. So far as I know it, none of the Iranian Azerbaijanis actually want to reunite with Azerbaijan, even they might want secularism. Could have been them. By the way, the Azerbaijanis are very cozy with the Israelis, despite 90% of Azerbaijanis being Muslim. And that's why Iran helps Armenia sometimes, because that's the deadly foe of Azerbaijan. So I don't know. It could just be an accident. That's not that hard to believe. All right. So will this be any improvement? I don't really think so, because people around them have to have the same mindset. And Mokhber, he's been sanctioned by many countries since 2010, allegedly involved in trying to develop nuclear weapons. Obviously, Iran has denied this for decades, saying if we're trying to develop nuclear weapons, we would have succeeded by now. Now, Mohber, he's visited Moscow a few times, and he said to have good chemistry with his with the Russian leadership as part of an agreement last year to provide drones and surface to air missiles to the Russian Federation, which both Iran and Russia claim is not happening. Okay, so that is the end of Raisi. So Raisi, he'd had religious education, he'd run this theocracy, and he'd just risen up the ranks within the religious hierarchy. There was an election that he won, but obviously real opposition was ruled out. Anyway, there'll be some jubilation amongst the Iranian opposition. They'll be dancing in the streets and some people. The regime is actually quite feeble. I don't think it's going to be overthrown now. Whereas in 2023, the Foreign Office said there was a 50% chance of a revolution in Iran. It's much lower now, but it's not as secure as it was a few years ago. You know, sanctions are bitten. There's also disappointment. You were supposed to help the Palestinians and you haven't. Even Iran's ally, Russia's not doing that well in the war against Ukraine. And there's really no sign of these sanctions ending. Okay, a lot of people are a bit more liberal and secular. And they'd like reform. There was that young woman who was murdered for not wearing a hijab. You know, dozens of oppositionists executed for peaceful protests. Fairly bad relations with Gulf Arab countries. But they have re-established diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia. And there's no particularly good news on the horizon. I mean, one of their neighbors, trade partners, Pakistan, is in a parlous economic situation, which obviously impacts Iran. So one of the reasons they're selling these weaponry to Russia is that they need to, make some money. And can this regime stagger on forever? I don't think its collapse is imminent. You know, you see regimes under stricter sanctions like North Korea. People are much poorer, has gone on for a very long time. Obviously, the Iranian government is happy to let people out rather than be there. You know, they don't want the country hermetically sealed lest it boil over. So they can let off steam abroad, just let them go abroad rather than be here. But, you know, Iran does have a cozy relationship with the Erdogan administration in Turkey. And that's why Iranian oppositionists who've shifted to Turkey, when they've been blogging and so on, lacerating the Iranian regime, they sometimes get arrested by the Turkish police and brought back to Iran, even though broken no law there. But, you know, Iran obviously quite worried about the Taliban in Afghanistan, but they've appeared to live and left live. The Hazaras not too badly treated under the Taliban now. The Taliban learned that lesson. You know, Iran does at least have a friendly government in Iraq. In Syria, the Assad regime has survived. So, you know, it has been worse, not so many decades ago. There have been perfunctory expressions of sadness from various world leaders, such as the Prime Minister of Pakistan and the Prime Minister of India. And Venezuela, the only Latin American country that Iran has got a fairly good relationship. But I don't think there's going to be major reform. Incidentally, the foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, he was also killed. Some people say it wasn't quite a crash, it was a hard landing, but that killed them both. Anyway, obviously wonderful if they had freedom for Iran, but I don't see it coming anytime soon. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye.